This is a day that we can celebrate you and that we can celebrate mothers. And Father, I thank you so much for the moms that you gave us, even though sometimes it was a struggle, and maybe it's still a struggle. And yet you saw fit to give us the mothers we have for whatever reason. And so I pray that you help us to be able to honor and love them. And we just thank you so much for being our Heavenly Father and for caring for us and watching over us. And so, Father, I pray this morning that you just will go amongst us. You will send your Holy Spirit to just help us remember who you are and what you're all about, that you'll stir our hearts to worship and honor and love you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, it's Mother's Day. You guys that needed to remember that did, right? Or you had to run to the store early this morning. Luckily, with Rosar's out here now, you know, you can go grab a card last thing. So, if there's any left. I was thinking yesterday when we had the men's breakfast, we were talking about, you know, husbands and wives and kind of that relationship, and that Mother's Day was coming, and I thought, you know, guys, here's a clue, guys. When you're in town, just go walk through the card section once in a while, and it'll remind you what's going on. So, you know, you'll remember, oh, it's Mother's Day this week? You know, or maybe you'll see the birthday thing and go, birthdays, who's uh-oh. You know, just get a whatever card happened to be, you know, so that helps. So I've got a twofold agenda today. Twofold agenda. One is to worship God. And hopefully that's why we're all here, really, is to worship God. But another agenda today is to give honor to mothers. That's what we want to do also. In Mark 12:30, it says that we're to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. And Jesus told us in Luke that we shall worship the Lord our God and serve Him only. That needs to be our priority. Our priority needs to be to love God. And when we love God, it makes it much easier to love others. And we also want to do that today. We want to honor mothers and grandmothers, the mothers of our children, we as husbands. There's it's a lifetime thing, worshiping God, honoring mothers. To do it, you know, 1 hour, one day a week, or even once a year, that really doesn't do it justice. Mother's Day is a great day for greetings and expressions of love. It's a great day to remember. But I don't believe that there is anything that's ever been said or ever will be said that's eloquent enough to express or to be expressive enough to articulate the true value of a mother. And I realize that we didn't all have good mothers. You know, that some of us, and maybe even still today, it's a struggle, our relationship with our mothers. But we still need to work to honor them, to love them. Motherhood's a special gift from God. And it doesn't always include birthing a child. Because there's some great mothers out there who are mothers to kids who aren't even their own. I had a lady that lived next door to me when I was a kid growing up who really was my second mom. And that's just the kind of woman she was. She's the one that taught me how to hug. So, you know, if I squeeze you a little bit too hard when I hug, it was her. I mean, man, she would squeeze the stuffing out of you. When you knew you were hugged when she hugged you. There's something else that miraculous happens when a woman gives birth for the first time. is it really, there's two births. There's the birth of a child, and there's the birth of a mother. Because that's the first time that woman was a mother, that first child. It is a miraculous thing. It's something that God has placed. It's in His order. There's great joy that can come from motherhood, and we also know there's some great grief that can come with motherhood also. Here's what some children have said. At age 4, my mom can do anything. At age 12, my mom doesn't know everything. At age 14, my mom doesn't know anything. Age 18, my mom is out of step with the times. Age 25, well, mom knows a few things. Age 35, you know, before we decide, let's get mom's opinion. Age 45, I wonder what mom would say about this. Age 65. I wish I could talk to my mom. So many times mothers display patience when a man would just give up. There was a mother pushing a shopping cart through Walmart. I'm sure you've all seen her. Her daughter was riding in the cart, and she was constantly screaming. Her mom kept saying, "Now calm down, Ellen. It'll be all right, Ellen. It's almost time to go home, Ellen." One of the checkout clerks saw this. "Ma'am, you're to be commended. How patient you are with little Ellen." The mom said, "Lady, I'm Ellen." Did you get that, Dale? And you've all seen her in Walmart, right? In Exodus 20:12, God says that we're to honor our father and our mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord God gives you. And Paul goes on to say also in Ephesians, he's talking to the Ephesians and he says, he's talking about this same thing. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Honor your father and your mother. And it doesn't give you any qualification. So if your mother's this way, then honor her, and if she's this way, don't. It doesn't give a qualification. It says honor, no matter who they are, what they are, we're to honor them. It's the only one of the Ten Commandments that has a promise with it. Honor your father and mother that it will go well with you. Jesus, he's hanging on the cross, and he's still thinking about his mom. One of the last things he does is he makes sure that his mom is taken care of. In his dying moments, he never stops loving her or caring for her or honoring her. In the Gospel of John, John 19, 25 through 26, this is what Jesus says. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mom, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus then saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. Jesus was still concerned with his mom, even as he hung there on the cross. And that's one of the things that we need to remember is no matter how busy life gets, no matter what's going on, we need to think about our mom. And not just our mom, but others. Don't get so caught up in your own life that you're not thinking about others. Excuse me. He formally placed his mother under that disciple's care, and he took care of her the rest of her life. Our mothers may be gone now, but we can still remember and honor her. Mothers can leave a wonderful imprint on the lives of their children. Their lives, their actions can speak volumes. There were four pastors. They were discussing the merits of the various translations of Scripture. One liked the King James Version because of its simplicity, yet beautiful, and its English prose. Another liked the New International Version because of its modern language. A third preacher liked the Message Version. Oh, well. Even better since it was paraphrased. Sorry, I had a little commentary there. The fourth pastor, however, was silent. When asked to express his opinion, he replied, "I like my mother's translation best." The other ministers asked, "Your mother translated the Bible?" "Oh, yes," he replied, "she certainly did. My mother translated the Bible into her everyday life, and it was the most convincing translation I ever saw." Mothers can be great influencers over their children, who can then go on to influence the world. Children, their friends, can be highly influenced by mothers. We need to thank God for mothers who proclaim the gospel of Christ, who show their faith. Timothy had a mother and a grandmother that helped him along the way. 1 Timothy 2:5-7 says, "For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am sure that is in you as well." And then 2 Timothy 3:14 says, "You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." You know, when we were reading through the Bible last year, and you would come across, you know, those kings who were really bad, and then you would get a king that was really good, and it's like, so what was the difference? I think a lot of times the difference was mother. That they were brought up differently. That there was a different, there was a different influence in their life than there had been in one of the other kings. And I would just about bet that it was probably a mom who had an influence. The thing is, moms can also influence the other direction too. Think of Jezebel and some of the women in the Bible who influenced poorly. There was a little girl sitting and watching her mom as she did the dishes at the kitchen sink. She suddenly noticed that her mom had several strands of white hair sticking out of her brunette head. "Why are some of your hairs white, Mom?" Her mother replied, "Well, every time you do something wrong, one of my hairs turns white." The little girl pondered that for a while, and then she asked, "So why are Grandma's hairs all white?" Yeah, kids are good at that, aren't they? Grandmothers can be extra special. Here's what some third graders said about Grandma. "A grandma is a lady who has no children of her own. She likes other people's little boys and girls." Grandmothers don't have to do anything except be there. Grandmothers are old, so they shouldn't play too hard, and they should never run. I know some grandmothers who should never run. "It's enough if they drive us to the store where the pretend horse is and have lots of quarters ready." You guys remember? You remember the horse, you know, the horse? Actually, the white elephant still has an elephant. That's a whole other era, isn't it? They take us for a walk. They should slow down past things like pretty leaves and caterpillars. They should never say, hurry up. Usually grandmothers are fat, but not too fat to tie your shoes. They wear glasses, and they can take their teeth and gums out. Some grandfathers like that, too. When they read to us, they don't skip parts of the story or mind if it's the same story over again. A grandfather is a man grandmother. But he goes for walks with boys, and they talk about fishing and stuff like that. Everybody should try to have a grandmother, especially if you don't have a TV, because they are the only grown-ups who have time. Ouch. You know, and that's, you know, in our society, that I think that's one of the things that we have lost is that generational having aunts and uncles and grandparents around, you know, because we've become so mobile. You know, those of you kids out here who your grandparents are around, man, you are so lucky. Father, I just want to pray for that emergency personnel and whatever they're going to go do. Father, I pray that you'd have your hand on them, that you'd be in this situation, Father, that you'd intervene. In Jesus' name. It's awesome. It's awesome to have that extended family around, you know, that support. Grandma who has more time, that can do some of the things that maybe mom and dad can't do. There are few things that are more powerful than the tears and prayers of a mother. Few things that are more tender than a mother's hug or a compassionate touch. A godly mother translates the scripture into her everyday life. The best thing that all of us can do for our children or our grandchildren or our family or our friends is to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to walk in the ways of the Lord. We should never be satisfied with our spiritual life, but to continually seek to be transformed, to be conformed to the image of Christ. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Don't let the worries of this world weigh you down. Don't let the things that are going on in this world cause your faith to stumble. There was a great article in the paper again Sunday. Steve Massey, the pastor in Rathdrum, in the Faith and Values section, talking about the political process that's going on right now. And who do we trust? Right. Do we trust God? Or do we trust some of those nitwits in Washington? You know, we need to trust God. We need to trust God and let that influence our lives. Excuse me. Philippians 2:12 says, "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Work at it. Don't just think, okay, so I'm saved, now I can kind of just do whatever I want. Well, you can, but it probably won't go well for you. And it's not a very good example to your kids, to friends, family, to the world. We need to honor and love our mothers and each other every day. Jesus told us that the greatest witness to the world is love. You know, and maybe loving that mother that's not so lovable is a witness to her, is a witness to the rest of the family. This is a day to tell your mother, your grandmother, your wife, how much we appreciate her, care for her, honor her, love her deeply. Just as Jesus honored his mother as he's hanging there on the cross, like he didn't have enough on his mind. Yet he looked down and he saw his mother and he was concerned for her and he told his disciple, take care of her, take care of her. And he did. And so we want to honor mothers today. And again, you know, once a year, we have a special day for it, but really we need to be conscious every day. You know, especially if you had a great godly mother who influenced your life for Christ. Man, what an awesome thing. What an awesome thing. To be so grateful to God. But even that mother that you had, that maybe she still hasn't accepted Christ. She still had an impact on your life. God still used her in your life. And so be grateful for that too. Aylor, you want to go down and grab the kids? So we've kind of had a tradition here the last few years, and where we have the mothers and grandmothers stand, and we're going to give you flowers, and the little people are going to wander around and do that. So as soon as they get up here, we're gonna make that happen. But they get pretty excited, and so you may get more than one. You know, that's okay, because it's about they enjoy it. It's awesome. I get to give you a flower. So if I could have all the grandmothers and mothers stand. Yes. Woohoo! And they will be here any minute.
I hear them.
Well, they're coming, but they don't have any flowers. You know, and I just want to reiterate too, you know, this is not to discount those ladies who aren't mothers. You know, God has called you to something special also. And, you know, one that I think about on this day is Sarah Beth, who so desires to be a mom, and yet she was a mom. I mean, I think you could ask any of the little kids around here. They absolutely adored her. And she did the things a mom would do. So, all right, here they come. All right, they're getting there. Here they come. Got to get to the front row eventually. He's trying to get to his mom. Okay, if you have any extra flowers, kids, you can go put them back in the bucket. All right, well, thank you all for coming, and we still have another one. Oh, we don't want to miss anybody. Yes.